Ladies and gentlemen, I want to, on behalf of the Cameroon Bar, the Bar Council, and my very humble self, welcome you to this very wonderful event. I happen to have the opportunity to exchange with my friend and brother, Barristan Goss, whom we had a very wonderful moment at the Bar Council, as a Bar Council member, on the wonderful thing he has done. First, I want to commend the fact that he's done it in French and English, so it's not prejudicial. Secondly, I want to commend the courage he has taken to do this. Because writing for the public is not writing an email to a friend. It's not writing a love letter to your wife or to your children. When you have to submit yourself to the criticism of the public, it becomes a different ballgame. No matter how simple the job or the publication you are doing, there is always that psychological, semantic impact which gets you to find out, is it going to be this, is it going to be this? And I don't want to tell you, because that just like every human endeavor, nothing is perfect. There will be people who, out of objectivity, will criticize so that you can ameliorate. There will be some who just want to find the pleasure in criticism. That is the game. And this is a beginning. This is just the beginning of it. He entitles it the guide for the young advocates who frequent the police and the gendarmerie units and all of that. What did you say? Sorry to be here. Come back with the commissariat is here. La manière dont on traite les avocats dans vos sujets. Ça comprend dans cette phrase. I'm very, very happy that he is here. And one thing I want to say is that we are in a context in Cameroon where it is not really too much the fact that the police officers don't know their law or they don't know the procedure. It is more of the high-handedness, the administrative arrogance that our law enforcement officers arrogate to themselves. I had the opportunity the other day when I was talking about the episode of Longue, the way he was tortured and all of that. I said it, that it is not just the fact that there are some police who are overzealous, who have taken the law into their hands. I seem to have an impression, Mondivine, that is what you people teach your police officers in school. Because when you see the various videos that have come out, whether it is police or it is gendarme, it is a systematic system, the same way that they torture people. So I don't know if that's what people teach them in school. And police officers behave as though lawyers coming to the police unit, it is like an offense. So what I want to guide you first is that besides this guide, which is a compendium of the quick references of what you're supposed to do and all of that, you must have a mental preparedness to know that when you get there, these people know what is supposed to be done, but they will always want to do the wrong thing. I remember what happened with Abu Yuyo in Bafia. And what we need to do, and I want to say this, and that is the essence that I really want to address you. This guide is not giving you any sense of arrogance or confrontation. Our profession first is a profession of elegance. You don't get into some confrontation with any policeman. You don't take this book now, you get to the commissariat or you get to the brigade, and the police tells you this is the wrong thing or this is what it's supposed to do, you remove the guide. And you tell him, keep it, the guide. C'est ça ou rien. Don't do that. This guide is just for your intellectual orientation. And the manner in which you treat with the human beings, the officers that you meet, is a different ballgame. when I have the opportunity to talk to young colleagues during training and all of that, and that's the same training we were given. When you get into a police unit, you don't go to the enquêteur to address yourself. The first thing is you go to the commissioner of the unit, whether it's the officer, the police, you present yourself and tell him you have a file here and all of that. He will call the enquêteur, Metro Bahin will see, Zake, Nivo, Ekim, Sayyid. That is the way it goes. Because honestly, there are some of these people who have been to the respect of the law. There are some of them, the basic rules of civilization, they don't know. The basic rules. And when you come, they look at you, you are a lawyer, they feel like you are a boss, you want to show off. And the only thing that they want to show that they can equip you is brute force. Secondly, it is the very deep-seated corruption that our country has found itself in. Most often, all of these things that they do, most often what they do is because of the corrupt practices that the police officers do. All of this is intended to embarrass the lawyer, humiliate him in front of the client, so that he goes away, and he now has the client so that he can ask for money and all of that. But I want to tell you, gentlemen, we will fight it to the very last. We'll fight it to the very last. And when I say we'll fight it, we're not fighting physically. Intellectually, we know how we can go about it. Don't get into any exchange, whether verbal or whatsoever, with any police person. I talked to my brother Ngoss yesterday, and I am sure he will still have to bring this book back to the library, to the laboratory. I told him I would have preferred that if this guide was done and brought to the Bar Council, so that the Bar Council, by a resolution, adopts it as a guide for quick reference for lawyers. It becomes now a working tool for the bar. But when he comes and presents it here, it is just like every other text that he has written. It is optional. The authenticity of it is not there. But as I said, it is just a beginning, and we're going to perfect it. It is not really a challenge that he's making to us, but it is just telling us all that there are so many other domains that we can do. So I'll be very, very happy to come here some other time. Some colleague has invited us for some quick reference on OHADA, simplified recovery, on some other thing of incorporation of companies. Let us develop the attitude of writing. I remember she would tell you when we met the Minister of State, Minister of Justice, he took us round the library of the Minister of Justice. He told us in other countries, when you come to the library of the Minister of Justice, you see a lot of books written by lawyers. What is happening to the Cameroonian lawyers? That's the question he asked. I told him we didn't even know that we could even come close to the ministry. But now that we think that we're having a good relationship, we're going to get our books on the shelf. So it is quite difficult, it's quite challenging, but let's pick it up. A lot of people write, a lot of them write. If you need the assistance of the bar, if you need our support, I can assure you the Bar Council will always be there to support you for ventures like this. Vice Ambassador, once more, congratulations and thank you for helping the Bar of Cameroon move one step ahead. Thank you very much.
Merci à Maître Eric Bar.
Maître Bar, Eric Bar. Voilà. Bâtonnier.
L'ordre de l'avocat du travail. Excusez-nous, les journalistes, nous sommes un peu comme ça.